I'm pleased to be speaking today with Cindy Woodsmall, the New York Times bestselling author of When the Soul Mends and The Hope of Refuge, to talk about her new book, The Bridge of Peace. Hello, Cindy. It's great to be with you.
Oh, I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you.
The Bridge of Peace is the next book in the Ada's House series, following your New York Times bestseller, The Hope of Refuge. Will readers need to read The Hope of Refuge to understand the context of your new book? And what can you tell me about the key characters?
You know, reading The Hope of Refuge will enrich the pleasure of reading The Bridge of Peace because readers will see a deepening of several of the well-loved characters from that first book. But The Bridge of Peace has its own storyline and its own main characters that are not connected to that first book. The key characters, we have a man named Gray Graber who has a difficult marriage, and we see how the Amish deal with that. And then we have a character, Lena, he calls Lenny, who has a birthmark, and we see how she deals with that in a culture that tries to live as simply and accept themselves as they can.
So reading up on and learning about the Amish culture, what are some of the truths you explored in writing about Gray and Elsie's marriage?
You know, festering hurt and anger between couples can be every bit as separating and destructive as divorce. But in the Amish lifestyle, a couple knows that a divorce is never an option. So the principle that, you know, divorce is never allowed may not have the desired effect. I mean, it may make a couple really dig in and want to overcome the issues and build a great marriage, or it may just make them feel trapped. And the Amish have some unique ways of trying to help the couples who have discord find revolution, but the couple has to ask for help. And when you're in a society where a good and solid marriage is what everyone wants, or at least everyone wants everyone else to believe that, it alienates a lot of the couples, and they just deal with the outward appearance. In The Bridge of Peace, we see what happens between Gray and his wife when she needs him to keep secrets and he desperately wants to seek help.
Now, Lena is an old order Amish school teacher. She's lived with a prominent birthmark on her face. How has this mark formed Lena's personality, and how does it tie into the themes of your book?
Well, Lena loves people and life and laughter, and she's truly a beautiful woman, but she has this one prominent flaw. And what she does is her best to trust that God has someone out there who will see beyond that flaw into her heart. But at 24, no one has asked her out. And she believes it's because of the birthmark, but that's not true. And because she's sensitive about that flaw, she has put up this invisible shield all around her, and she's unknowingly shaped her whole life because of how she feels about her birthmark rather than how other people feel. So she's working through these issues, and it's really a beautiful portrait of every human, because we all have a flaw that we're hoping either we can keep hidden. If we can't keep it hidden, we're hoping people will see beyond it.
I've been visiting with Cindy Woodsmall, the New York Times bestselling author of When the Soul Mends and The Hope of Refuge, talking about her upcoming book, The Bridge of Peace. Cindy, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.